Style, a podcast for high-achieving women who want to feel empowered, look stylish, and be the best version of themselves. I'm your host, Monica Muller, a luxury buyer turned personal stylist who has advised and styled over 100 women just like you across the world. I'm obsessed with getting women unstuck and creating a style that brings out the best in them so they can be unstoppable and live the life they desire. My goal for this podcast is to show you that dressing like the woman you have worked to become isn't rocket science, and how self-care, self-love, and self-image can give you the confidence to be your best self. I'm here to provide you with tools, resources, and simple advice so you can unlock the best version of yourself and fulfill your true potential. If you're ready to own your style and transform your life from the outside in, then you are in the right place. Let's do this. Welcome to the sixth episode of Own Your Style. Today I want to talk about standing out or blending in with your style, because this is a conversation I had with one of my clients a few weeks back. It was a question that she said that someone had asked her, and I thought, oh my God, this is such a great question for me to ask when I have clients, because you know, most of my clients are entrepreneurs, and they've come to a point in their business where they want to actually change the way that they are showing up. So, in an essence, they want to embrace who they are on the inside, on the outside, and show themselves as a powerhouse and show that they are a successful CEO of their own company. So a lot of them do want to start standing out with their style, because they've come to a point where they realize that the one thing that they might not have got figured out is the way that they are presenting themselves, and they want to do more with it but make it easier for themselves. So I thought this was a really, really good question. I thought, why not do a podcast on it? So my client, she's a very successful co-founder of a company that they sell programs to corporations. And so a lot of times she has to do presentations to these companies and do workshops for them as well. So this was a quest. So she really wanted to find her signature style. She has two kids, so she's rather busy, and she wanted to find something that works for her but also makes her feel good, because she was just sick of wearing her yoga pants and then having these really officey corporate pieces of clothing in her wardrobe that didn't really represent her anymore, because she's not really working for a corporate company anymore. She has her own company, but she presents to these corporate companies. So she was in a bit of a dilemma, like, what should she be wearing? Because she doesn't feel like she wants to go too formally dressed, and also it doesn't fit into who she is anymore. But at the same time, she doesn't want to go very relaxed as well, so she needed that in between. And so when we started all of this, when we started working through my signature style package, she basically at the beginning, she goes, well, I don't really want to stand out, I want to kind of blend in but have those statement pieces in my wardrobe, that little bit of edge in there. So then at the beginning, this is what we were working on. But after the wardrobe detox and the color consultation, and when we went personal shopping, this all changed. So based on what she said, I had put a selection that had a lot of these pieces that she could easily mix and match into her home life, as well as getting ready for a big presentation as well, that she could really dress up and down. So these were the pieces I was representing. But then I did see these really amazing flamboyant blazers. But then I decided, okay, well, I'll keep them aside, won't show her, see how she feels about the selection I've made. And then afterwards, let's see how we get on. But she wasn't really feeling these more basic pieces. And then I thought, okay, let me dress it up a bit. So then I found this sleeveless orange blazer, because orange was on her color palette, and it was a color that she had told me in the past that she liked. And then I put this on with a lovely tea and made her wear it with her leather skinny pants, and made her look at herself in the mirror, and she absolutely loved it. She goes, this is exactly how I want to look like. I want to be able to make a statement with my clothes. So from saying she wanted to blend in, it was obvious that she actually wanted to stand out. And she knew in her business, when she was presenting at these meetings, yes, she didn't need to have an element of professionalism, but she also needed to be her own character. And also, she needed to be different from everyone who she was presenting. So everyone in most companies, unless it's a creative company, but if it's banks, law firms, I mean, you're not going to see so much colour in the audience. And she needed to make sure that people noticed her and they paid attention. So by just adding a few colourful pieces in her wardrobe, as well as having some basic neutrals, it really made a difference. And it was like she really dressed like a leader, someone with authority, and someone who was running a business, a successful business, and someone who just knew who she was and owned it, and her clothes gave her confidence. When you are a highly driven career woman, whether you are an executive, a CEO, or an entrepreneur, what you wear does influence others, but most importantly, it influences how you feel. Just the other day, I was reading an article from the Journal of Business Research, and it was all about, do clothes make the leader, and how leaders can use their attire to impact followers' perceptions of charisma and approval. And it was a really interesting article because they did an experiment to see if leaders wore formal clothing and informal clothing, like who showed more charisma, like who did the audience like more, the employees. But it had other different factors as well. And many famous leaders have used their clothes to make them stand out. For example, take Steve Jobs, known to think differently, right? Who was the Apple CEO. And his playful approach to innovation also was in his clothing style. So if you think of Steve Jobs, you would instantly have a picture of him in your mind with his glasses, his turtleneck, and he was someone who always wore sneakers. But for me, instantly, I just see a black turtleneck. Even though he wore the same clothes every day, he definitely looked different to everyone else in his industry. Even when he went to companies' product launches or presentations, he always looked different from the pack. And this was done intentionally. He wanted to stand out from the rest. Famous leaders and CEOs do this all the time. They do use their clothes. Even if it's not so obvious, they do use their clothes to influence others and also to distinguish themselves from the rest of the people in their industry. They use their clothes to stand out. Even in the case of Steve Jobs, wearing a black turtleneck, which is a normal staple piece in most women's wardrobes, but he wore this. This was his signature style. And politicians do this all the time. Just take the female politicians. They will use colour to influence the room and also to kind of share their political view without being vocal, and sometimes share their, you know, share what mood they're in as well. So for example, take Kamala Harris at the inauguration ceremony for Joe Biden. She wore purple, and purple is seen as a colour of unity. It's seen as a colour of connection and also peace. There was a reason why she wore this, because America really needed a change. They needed that kind of feeling as we are one. And her wearing that color was by no accident. It was intentional. And that was the same for Joe Biden's wife. I think she wore white or cream. And cream is seen as a serene color. It's pure, it's new beginnings. And again, I think there was a reason behind that choice of suit that she was wearing. The royal family, they're also very common in using clothes as a way of influencing others. I mean, again, for the Queen, she wears colour. Depending what situation she's in, she will wear a representative colour. And also late Princess Diana and recently Kate Middleton, they also use their clothes. For example, if they visited an Eastern country, they would most often embrace what the women were wearing in that country and wear something similar. And this wasn't done because they loved the clothing from that culture. It was done intentionally. It was done because when they embraced the culture by wearing the clothes, they were kind of giving the impression that we are one, we are like you, and it was in a way to influence people to make them like them as well. This is how leaders across the world and CEOs are using their clothes and colour to influence others. We also know first impressions count. Even before we speak, we know that people are forming judgment on us just by our physical appearance. So our hairstyle, our facial expression, our gestures, and our clothing. These are all giving non-verbal signals. And again, when you're a leader, you want to make sure that you're creating the right first impression, and especially if you're a business owner, because you are the walking billboard for your business. And nowadays, even in corporations, people are making business with people. It's all about the connection. And that's why it's so important that whatever clothes you wear, it's a true representation of who you are. Because when it is a true representation of who you are naturally going to have higher self-esteem and confidence. And you might have heard of the saying, clothes make the man. Well, in our case, clothes makes the woman. And in the past, this was probably thought of like, well, you have, when you're a leader, when you're a CEO, you have to dress formally. But this is not the case now. What's the case now is actually wearing something that is authentic, that others can resonate with you. So this means whatever career path you have chosen, you should be using your clothes as a tool to really show who you are and what you're about as well. You can either stand out like my client but still look professional, but you can also still blend in but have something that's consistent about your style, similar to Steve Jobs. Doesn't have to be a black turtleneck, doesn't have to be similar, wearing the same clothes day in, day out, because that could become very boring. But it could be something like that has a similar aesthetic, or your style is consistent. But you want your style to kind of say what line of work you're in. So for example, if you are a life coach and you were dressed head to toe in, say, Louis Vuitton, all in logos, I don't think that's giving the right impression to a potential new client, because they are going to judge you by your outer appearance, because that's the first thing that they see. And they might think, okay, is she trustworthy, or, does she come across a bit materialistic? And you might be far away from this. But as humans, we do judge a book by its cover. So this is why, I think we should be thinking about how are we representing ourselves. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that your clothes need to be different or they need to really stand out. It's just something about your clothes that say, this is you, this is what I'm about. And potentially having a signature style so people recognize you and can build that rapport with you. Because for so long now, clothing is seen as our identity. It's a concept that is perhaps stronger today than ever before. So as a leader in today's society, or as an entrepreneur or a CEO, you should not dismiss the importance of style in today's workplace and culture. Dressing as a leader does not mean you have to dress expensively. It means dressing with purpose and authenticity. And rather than you thinking it's a superficial decision that you need to make, think of it as clothing can help form your self-image, you establish your identity, and also make your mark in your business. So let me ask you, do you want to stand out or do you want to blend in? If you have any questions with regards to your style or would like a style consultation with me, I at the moment am offering color and style consultations. So if you are interested, DM me and I will give you further details. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you would like to continue this conversation, please feel free to drop me a message or join me on Instagram. Till next time, bye. I've got something for you if you are feeling stuck with your style and would like some more clarity. So why not take the style personality quiz, which you can find in my show notes. You can also join my newsletter and follow me on Instagram, where we can continue this conversation. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I would be honored if you would leave me a review. And if you really enjoyed it, why not share it with someone who might like this too? Also, if you don't want to miss any future episodes, make sure to subscribe. Sending you lots of love and see you next time.